from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Bombing fatalities up to 149 in Baghdad. Iraqi officials said Monday at least 149 have now died from Sunday's suicide truck bombing in the country's capital. Islamic State group claimed responsibility for the attack, saying it targeted Shiites with the bomb that hit a busy shopping area in Baghdad's Karadagh district. The attack is the deadliest in the city in a year and one of the worst bombings in more than a decade. At least 192 people were injured, and officials say that number's likely to grow as rescuers dig through ash and rubble using shovels in their hands. Georgetown University visiting professor R. Nicholas Palerino says as long as Islamic State holds key territory, such attacks will never go away.
They have what's called these rat lines from these different safe haven areas where they can get into large cities like Baghdad and destroy things and kill people. As long as you have those safe havens where the Islamic State, then they're able to project their destruction to other areas, not only in the region, but also to Europe, and hopefully never to the United States, but you never know what's going to happen.
The U.S. condemns Sunday's attacks. Nigel Farage, the man largely responsible for Brexit, the U.K. withdrawal from the European Union, which dominated the news cycle for the better part of the last few weeks, has announced he's resigning as the Nativist Independence Party leader. At a press conference in London, he said, "I want my life back.
My aim in being in politics was to get Britain out of the European Union. That is what we voted for in that referendum 2 weeks ago. And that is why I now feel that I've done my bit, that I couldn't possibly achieve more than we managed to get in that referendum."